The legal fight continues over how Massachusetts deals with people involuntarily committed to addiction treatment. The state is believed to be the only one in the nation that uses correctional facilities to house those seeking treatment, even though they haven't committed crimes. WBUR's Deborah Becker spoke with several people who went through the civil commitment process and are part of a newly amended lawsuit against the state.
When Kim Agrella's 33-year-old son, Derek Rooney, was seriously hurt after falling from a third-story window when he was high, she was worried about how his drug addiction might affect his healing.
I knew he was going to be in a lot of pain when he got out of the hospital, and I wanted to try to figure out a way where I could get him the help he needed and not have to worry that he is out there finding street medications again.
So Agrella went to court, asking to involuntarily commit Rooney to addiction treatment. The court approved her petition for Section 35, named after state law. It allows judges to civilly commit someone to treatment if their substance use is considered dangerous. Rooney was sent to the Massachusetts Alcohol and Substance Use Center, or MASAC, in a former prison in Plymouth. A correctional van picked him up from the hospital.
When they came to get him, they put him in shackles and handcuffs, threw him in the back of a van. I think he said it was like 2 or 3 hours that he was thrashed around in the back of this van after just being released from the hospital.
During his 9 weeks there, Rooney said he was treated inhumanely and didn't really get treatment.
From what I heard, I've never been to prison, but people are telling me in there that it's actually worse than prison, that they'd rather go to prison. The care was just terrible. Like, everything gets ignored. The groups are there's no activities to do. The food is terrible. Everybody that's there says the same thing, like this place is like so completely out of control, it should not be allowed.
Complaints such as this have been heard since MASAC moved to Plymouth in 2017. Just before Rooney's commitment in May, though, state officials said although the Department of Corrections still oversees MASAC, its operations have been turned over to WellPath, the facility's medical provider. The state said MASAC had undergone a transformation to a, quote, care-based model rather than a correctional one. But a newly expanded lawsuit over Section 35 disputes that. Attorney Bonnie Tenoriello with Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts first filed suit last year and said those committed to MASAC still report prison-like conditions there.
It's a very restrictive and punitive environment. They still use isolation cells. A lot of what we're hearing is that the culture is very much a culture of control and distrust, the kind of environment that really is more stigmatizing and not at all therapeutic.
Tenoriello's suit in part claims gender discrimination. Massachusetts stopped sending women to prison for treatment in 2016 after a separate lawsuit. This lawsuit asks the state to create more treatment beds for men in health care, not correctional facilities.
Governor Baker has said that this is a state without stigma, that there should be no stigma around substance use. If we want to give meaning to that phrase, then we have to stop sending people to prison.
MASAC's medical provider, WellPath, issued a statement saying it doesn't comment on litigation, but its mission is to provide the highest standard of care. The newly amended lawsuit also now includes the Hampden County Jail, the other state correctional facility for civilly committed men. One man, whose name we're not using because he's an unnamed plaintiff, was committed to the jail until last month. He's been incarcerated before, and he says there's not much difference.
They do rounds every 16 minutes, every 15 minutes. If you say something wrong, you breathe the wrong way, they're locking you in your cell, telling you to lock in. If you don't, there's a whole bunch of officers and suited up coming into the unit, like if you're in jail. And we're locking in for counts. We're literally in jail. They try to make it say like you're in treatment. That just boggles my mind.
Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi says he's proud of the treatment offered in his jail and says data from the 2 years it's been operating prove it's effective. Last year, Cochi and several others told a legislative commission reviewing Section 35 that being in a locked facility like a jail helps save lives. But the lawmakers advised the state to step away from using correctional facilities. Commission member State Rep. Ruth Balzer also filed legislation to do that.
With COVID-19, outbreak at MASAC. It's questionable whether that's a safe place to be under any circumstances, but certainly it's about time that Massachusetts recognized that an addiction is an illness and not a crime.
The DOC has stopped admitting men to MASAC temporarily after 28 of the almost 100 men there tested positive for the coronavirus earlier this month. The department says it does not comment on pending litigation. It's now up to the court to schedule hearings on the new lawsuit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.